The FF Educator here with John Lobb, the Gridiron Scholar, as always. This is the Trey Benson rookie profile. Trey Benson, for some, running back one in this class. For many, a top three running back in this class. For me and John, maybe not so much. This is not, I don't think this is going to be your standard, you know, Trey Benson hype video. We're going to break down his film, we're going to break down his stats, and we're going to try to put out a realistic fantasy football projection to help you understand not only where Trey Benson sits in this class, but the overall scope of the running back class. So with that being said, John, kick us off. Give us the introduction to Trey Benson, the running back out of Florida State.
There are a lot of people after his combine performance who have really skyrocketed Trey Benson. I'm being a little bit more conservative. I understand with his size and speed, 6'0", 216 pounds, 4.39 in the 40, that he is an impressive player. But I've watched the film, plugged in the numbers, and I do have some questions. So who is Trey Benson? After two campaigns in Eugene, Oregon, he transferred to Tallahassee, Florida, and he played for Florida State for the past 2 years. As a Seminole, Benson captured the lead role and led the team in rush in each of the past two campaigns. Last year, he carried the ball a career high 156 times for 906 yards, and he scored 15 total touchdowns. So it was a very good season, but it wasn't one of those great seasons. The year before, in 2022, the junior caught the eye of scouts after rushing for 990 yards on 156 carries, and he scored nine times that year. He was named second team All-ACC, and he earned All-ACC honor roll. He also obtained the FSU Offensive Newcomer of the Year award. And I was really high on him, Matt. I had him up the Devy rankings, and I drafted him on two Devy squads. I mean, I felt that he was an interesting prospect. But last year, it was not impressive when I watched the film. And then I plugged in the numbers, and during his college tenure, he was a limited pass catcher. He only had 33 receptions for 371 yards. After high school, he enrolled at Oregon, but he did not get many opportunities. In 2020, he had a catastrophic injury, Matt, tearing his ACL, MCL, and both the lateral and medial meniscus. And in 2021, he returned to Oregon, and he rushed for 22 yards on six carries. So basically, he was recovering from an injury, and we don't have much on film then. In high school, he was a four-star recruit, and he was the number 21 running back in the nation and number six prospect in the state. He also played basketball. Matt, I'm not overly impressed with the film. What does your study say about Trey Benson?
Yeah, you know, obviously in our process, I feel it's very important to fully understand the film of every player. But there are some players every draft cycle that I think it really stands out to make sure that you have a proper understanding of their film, to put their combine testing and put their stats into perspective. And Trey Benson's going to be one of those guys that I think it's really important to understand kind of what you're seeing on the tape. For you know, let's start with the positives here, because there are positives in his game. He's a good downhill runner. He accelerates well running in a straight line. And he's a bursty guy. So you will see, if you're watching the highlights of Trey Benson, you're going to see good burst into the second level of the field. For me, you know, his real limitations come with athleticism. I think he really lacks elusiveness. I mean, if he's running in a straight line, he's good to go. But he's not going to shake a guy. He doesn't have great lateral agility. And I think he's a bit of a rigid, upright runner. You know, he's coming in at 6'1", 220. And that size sounds great, John. But if I have an upright runner, I don't want him to be 6'1", right? An upright runner, you know, 5'9", 5'10", I mean, that could really be a problem with the point of leverage when we talk about physicality, but we'll get there in a moment here. So I have questions about his athleticism, but the biggest question mark for me is the most important part of my running back formula. It's the vision. John, this is an indecisive runner. I mean, to say it best, it's his 2022 Florida State film. It's his 2023 Florida State film. Consistently, you will see him get caught behind the line of scrimmage. He's overthinking. He doesn't anticipate space well. He'll miss open gaps, you know, trying to overthink where he needs to go with the ball. He's got very jittery feet, so he'll keep chopping behind the line of scrimmage instead of hitting a gap. And then as he, you know, works into his gaps, you can see him miss cutback lane opportunities consistently. So I don't feel Trey Benson sees the field very well. And if you don't see and feel space well at the college level, it's not going to get better, folks. It's only going to get worse. At the NFL game, the field feels tighter. The athletes are incredibly faster. It's a huge jump. And when you get these situations where running backs don't see the field well, it's going to, if they do produce, it's going to create a slower arc to fantasy production. And we know how impatient dynasty managers are. We talk about this all the time when understanding the value of making a draft pick. You want somebody who's going to be able to hit earlier in his career. Otherwise, you know, your fantasy league is going to cast them off. So vision's a problem. Athleticism's a problem. But let's tie it back in here, John. We'll do a little compliment sandwich for Trey Benson because he does have good strength. All right. He's a tenacious runner. And you could see against ACC defenders, I mean, he will bowl them over. Like, he will run through linebackers. And it goes back to what I was talking about in the beginning, right? Running in a straight line, Trey Benson can be dangerous. You know, he can run over a guy. If he's got open space, he'll accelerate well into the downfield. But when it comes to moving east-west, that lateral movement, elusiveness, seeing space that's not created in front of him, Florida State had a very good offensive line that they put together this past year. And then, you know, in terms of pass catching, I think he's a reliable check down option. I don't think he's a liability in pass protection. So I think you could leave him out there and not be super worried about, you know, having your quarterback out there with Trey Benson protecting him. So, you know, we'll talk about draft capital. We'll talk about it. I understand why folks are excited about him, especially in, you know, this draft class, which is a little bit weaker. I understand why folks are gravitating towards his upside. But for me, there's big question marks around some of the most heavily weighted parts of my scouting formula for the running back position. So that's what has me worried about Trey Benson. But John, nothing has me worried about the tremendous resources available over at patreon.com/rookiebigboard. We have a super active Discord going, which is personalized advice, trades, roster rebuilds, really anything that you can think of. We have our rookie big board rankings, which are unparalleled, uncomparable in terms of both accuracy and depth. John, I've been putting in hours upon hours this month working on the rookie guide, which will be dropping version volume 1 later this month. And I just got to give a quick shout out to everybody over the last month since these rookie profiles have started. The Patreon numbers, the people subscribing and joining, historic month this past month. So we appreciate the fact that, you know, there are so many folks who listen and then folks who are taking the time to support us, jump in and take advantage of all the awesome resources we have available over at patreon.com/rookiebigboard. So, John, that's the film background. Let's get into the stats here for Trey Benson because they do have some folks excited.
I watched a lot of Florida State this year, and one impression that I got, Matt, when I was watching the game unfold, I never once left the film or the game saying Troy Benson is by far the best player on the field. When you watch great backs, and I'm talking the elite, I feel in college you say to yourself, oh my God, is he the best? Jonathan Taylor, Melvin Gordon, Breece Hall. He might profile that for size, but he's not that player. And then I put the stats in, Matt. And the first thing that was concerning to me, the NFL likes to see bell cow runners. His highest number of carries in college was 156. That's a little bit of an NFL red flag from an NFL perspective. Could you give him 220 carries? We have no evidence that he can do it. Then I look at his numbers. Career receptions, I mentioned it before, not in love with those. The scrimmage yards percentage, 21%. You mentioned they had a very good offensive line. They were an undefeated team. That number should jump off the page at you, and they don't. And yes, I agree with you on the vision. And I think that's why we don't see some of these bigger numbers, because real explosive backs will hit that home run with their vision. He has the speed. He has the strength. But why is he not hitting so many tremendous big runs? So, Matt, my model says he's interesting. He is in the top five of my rankings, but I don't think I'm going to overdraft him. I'm not going to reach for him. Matt, what's your fantasy footballers know?
All right, let's put it all together. Let's talk fantasy football projection for Trey Benson. Now, we always start here talking about draft capital, no different with Benson. I do expect him to go day two late, picks 51 to 102, so that's back end of the very end of round two or round three. And we mentioned this with the Braylon Allen video. We mentioned this with all of our running back videos here. You could be day two late and be the first running back off the board for NFL draft purposes. There's definitely scouts who believe Trey Benson will be the first running back off the board. You know, different teams value different types of running backs, so it's absolutely possible. Draft capital, I have his fantasy football, you know, super flex rookie draft. I think his ADP will land between 110 and 202, right? It seems like in most rookie drafts, I just finished up doing a rookie mock before we were drafting this with the rookie big board patrons, did a nice little Sunday rookie mock draft. You know, the first running back went off the board 112. In some leagues, the first running back will go off the board 110. Some it'll swing into the second round, but I think it'll be Benson or Braylon Allen in most leagues. At that cost, it's going to be a fade for me, a full fade for Trey Benson. So, you know, 0 to 10% exposure for me at that cost. If he gets to the mid-second round or late second round, then I could see, you know, making that investment on his upside. I say all the time, even the players that aren't, you know, at the top of my rankings, everybody has a value point. For me with Trey Benson, that's more mid to late second round in a 12-team rookie draft. So I don't expect to have much exposure to him. And in terms of projection, he falls into my flex filler tier. You know, those are the guys that I could see finishing, you know, in that running back 3-4 type territory. I think Trey Benson's going to start as a member of a running back committee. And that's why I have his value comp here to Ramondre Stevenson. You know, I could see Trey Benson having a similar career arc as Ramondre Stevenson if he hits. You know, starts off as a rotation, has to kind of earn his way on the field. Maybe the game is a little quick for him at first, so he's got to, you know, take a year. And then if he lands in a high-volume opportunity, you know, as Ramondre Stevenson kind of found himself in, boom, explosive, big plays, and he could kind of catch fantasy football value. So for me, that's the path to success for Trey Benson. You know, I'm certainly not ruling it out. He's still, you know, a top six running back in my ranking, so I don't want you to think by this video that I'm burying him, but at the cost that I've seen him going and being hyped up about, I just want our viewers and our listeners to proceed with a little bit of caution here, but no need to proceed with caution. If you want to head on over to patreon.com/rookiebigboard to check out all those great resources that we talked about, the Discord, the rookie rankings, the rookie guide, the one-on-one draft consultations are coming up. So much good stuff available over at patreon.com/rookiebigboard. We appreciate you checking out this rookie profile.